is my adventure this week. Yup, behind me on the video, that is Cape Manzamo. That's in Okinawa. And I took that picture with my phone this week, and I feel accomplished. That's the story of how I got my sunburn. I accidentally went bicycling for 12 hours and 80 kilometers. I mean, it was going to be, you know, two, 3 hours in and 2, 3 hours back, but I decided to stop and take a picture here, and then those smell like really delicious donuts over there, and I was burning more calories than I was consuming, so I justified the donuts, and they really were good donuts, by the way. Well, there's this little donut shop. I mean, if you go to Cape Manzamo the right way, then you'll smell them on the way, just before you get there. So when you go bicycling to Cape Manzamo, and stop at the donut shop that you smell just before you get there. Yeah. Okay.
If you think about it, there's really only one right way to
go at all to Cape Manzamo. I mean, you better be bicycling past the American Village. I mean, this isn't complicated. Taiwan special this week. What am I going to talk about? I think I'm going to talk a little bit about Okinawa. No, I had some thoughts there. It was really amazing. I'll tell the story. But there's a history with me in Okinawa, did I meet Hattori Hanzo? You'll have to listen to this. I'll talk about it in the special. But there were a lot of things that I saw there, and I had a lot of thoughts with it. So I'll cover that in the Taiwan special. But I was in Okinawa last week. I kind of wanted to be shy about saying where I go while I'm traveling. I think I'm also going to talk about Google Ads, because the big news is that I am becoming a YouTuber in Taiwan. It's jetting off. I'm in curved growth, and I can sit and watch the numbers go up. Last I saw, it was 673 subscribers, and we're talking videos that are only like 3 weeks old. And the big production video, there are four videos. One of them is brand spanking new as of yesterday, like less than 24 hours old. And then another, there's three production videos, like they're fit to style. Like I have a style thing. And then there's one that was just like a phone vlog, which was, it was special because I was on the street at the minute commemorating the 10 years and in Taiwan, where I arrived 10 years to the minute. And I did about a 1 minute video phone vlog. Other than that, we're talking four videos, three of them to production standard, one of them a special commemorative phone vlog. And I mean, the channel's taken off. The first production video has like about 26,000 views. So I'm watching myself become a YouTuber, and I've got stuff to say about that. And it's all in Taiwan. I mean, I think it's largely a Taiwanese audience. So there we go. So I'm going to talk about that. You know, the other thing going on here is I'm watching everything that's happening. I've got my application for permanent residence, and I've got this channel that's taking off, and I see the videos that people like. Like I talk about this or that, and I see how the Taiwanese respond and how it grows the channel. So I see what's controversial and what's not. I'm seeing that. I'm gauging that. Like you put out a video, you talk about this, you talk about that, you change this, you change that, and then you watch people respond this way and that. You really get a good feel for where people are at. As I'm watching all this happen, I'm really contemplating how much longer
you know, like what I should do and the power that I have and how much of the story of how I've been abused by Taiwan's, there's not really a single culprit. As much as we want to go scapegoating, I can't blame this politician or that political party. I can't blame the people. It's a much larger issue. And I'm not going to go find a witch to hunt and an axe to grind. I'm not going to go there. But I could tell the story of how Taiwan hurt me, and it would do a lot of damage, even to America, because America's government's been supporting Taiwan. And Congress knows the full story. I've told them. And on some level, it seems that I don't know. I'm contemplating what to do. So I think I'm going to dedicate a Taiwan special episode to just that right there. So I'm going to talk about that this week. But I'll tell you, you know, I took last week off, and in the podcast and in the Taiwan specials were pre-recorded. I came back from Okinawa changed. Maybe not a lot, but in some ways you're looking at a different Jesse. I mean, more business. And I've got this podcast that I've been doing every week for years. I've got these Pacific Daily Times columns, and they get a few viewers, and I've got only 7 subscribers on YouTube. I've got these things that I do every week that I've been doing for years. And then I've got this YouTube channel in Taiwan. And I'm an American who went to Taiwan and figured it out and started a YouTube channel that's going ape. And I cracked the code and know how to become a YouTuber in Taiwan. I'm not trying to be a YouTuber in America. I've never tried to be a YouTuber in America. I'd write articles and have a YouTube channel. I do a podcast and have a YouTube channel. Or I'm a writer, like a writer, author, podcaster with a YouTube channel. That's the Jesse Steele YouTube channel. But I tried to be a YouTuber in Taiwan and it worked. Boom. Right away, as soon as I started production. Like, production isn't like I'd have a style and a format and I have a music theme and I did this and then that and then this and then do it that way and it's about so long and I have a format and this other guy that I do it with. Like, I have a thing, a production flow, production workflow that I put stuff through. So I'm looking at this, I'm going 3 weeks and I'm looking at about 30,000 views on a brand spanking new YouTube channel in Taiwan. And I've got a podcast with about 60 people that watch it loyally, or listen to, excuse me, loyally. I'm not planning to cancel this podcast anytime soon. I'm not planning at all. I'm not planning on ending the Pacific Daily Times stuff. Everything that I put into that Taiwan that Taiwan YouTuber channel, and it's bilingual. If you want, you know what? I'll tell you what. If you want to go watch it, JCUSATW. That's the slug. YouTube.com/JCUSATW. JC is the nickname the Taiwanese gave me. It's how they started abbreviating my names when they talk to me, Jesse, because they would. You know, different language and stuff. So JC. Yeah. So in Taiwan, I have the same initials as Jesus Christ. I guess I'm the Messiah. So there's that feeds my Messiah complex. Great. Maybe I could run for president. Okay. Well, you know what? That's been a fun day. So we got coming in the Taiwan special. We've got Okinawa and we've got Google Ads and my Taiwan YouTube channel, the story there. And then we've also got how I'm thinking about being patient with everything I've got. But I'll tell you, I came back from, you know what, I'll get into the Okinawa special, or the Taiwan special about Okinawa. See you tomorrow.